The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Let's go!
Skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name.
It's time to talk about the high school sports scene in Arizona and beyond. Welcome to the Coach's Corner with the coach, Scott Lovely. We are the first internet sports radio talk show focusing on the high school sports scene. And here's your host, Coach Lovely.
Good evening, Arizona high school sports fans. I am the coach, Scott Lovely, and welcome to the Coach's Corner. Don't forget you can call in and participate in today's show by dialing 888-346-9144. The number again is 888-346-9144. Today's show, I'm excited about today's show. Today's show, I titled it From the Horse's Mouth. We're going to be talking about basketball recruiting. And this is basically basketball recruiting 101, so sit back, pull out a pen and paper, and take some notes, because today we're going to learn from a college coach what every parent and athlete needs to know about college recruiting and how the process takes place. Find out how you can get ahead of the game and get yourself placed. College tuition costs are skyrocketing. I mean, it's getting tougher and tougher to pay for school. I know the in-state tuition for Arizona here has jumped tremendously in the last 3 years. I continue to see all the universities' prices go up. And athletes and parents alike are searching for answers. You know, parents want to find ways to get their kids placed in college. I mean, this is an age-old issue. I remember back when we were in high school and I was playing ball. If you weren't playing back then in some of the travel competitions and going to the different states and playing on travel teams, nobody knew who you were, but times have changed. There's a lot of things going on out there that are helping to ease the stress for parents to place their sons and daughters in colleges across the country. I know that lots of businesses have popped up across the nation, college recruiting services. We're going to talk about that with the coach. We're going to find out, are those good services? Do they work? Is that where coaches go looking for athletes? We're going to answer some of those questions. If you have questions, please feel free to call in, because you know what? This is a hot topic. We've got club sports that are pulling at kids. You got some programs promising, if you play for me, I guarantee you get a scholarship. You know, is that true? Does that happen with every sport? Does that happen with every athlete? I know there's a ton of colleges out there, and there's a lot of opportunities for a lot of kids to play. And with the rising cost of education, more and more parents are strapped and looking for ways to help pay for their college education with their students, whether it be partial scholarships, full scholarships, financial aid, tuition waivers at some of the smaller schools, whatever. I know that the NCAA has paid so close attention to club athletics recruiting services that they've instituted some new regulations, and I'm not even going to pretend to understand what they're coming out with there. But if you follow, if you've ever read any of the NCAA rulings, you know that you basically have to be an attorney to be able to decipher it. And that's why coaching staffs have compliance officers to tell them, well, this is what you can do, this is what you can't do, this is how you can do it, this is how you can't do it. So, you know, what better source to pull in to give us some type of insight as to how this works than a college coach? So those of you who have kids, this is a great opportunity for you to hear some of the new stuff that's going on, how your kid gets seen by college coaches. What are they looking for? That's another thing. You know, more and more parents say, you know, what exactly are coaches looking for at the college level? You know, I preach big time on basketball IQ, understanding the game and understanding situations. That's one of my big deals. I think that all of the kids that graduate and are done playing for me have a high basketball IQ. So they understand the game. And if you understand the game, you can fit into just about any program if you have all the other intangible things. So what are the intangibles? You know, we'll hear from a college coach about that. What are intangibles? I know that when I look at athletes, I know I had a buddy who was a college coach, and for years he would say, "Hey, Scott, look, there's one thing I can't coach. That's size. So if you got a kid with some size and a little bit of athletic ability, let me know." You know, so size is a big one. What are some of the other intangibles? We're gonna find that out as well. Our guest today is going to help us peel back the curtain and see behind the mystery of college recruiting. We are very fortunate today to have with us Coach Bill Donlan, who's entering his fourth season as associate head coach at Wright State University. His efforts have helped the Raiders compile a 63-34 record over the past three seasons, in which the Raiders have won 20-plus games. Coach Donlan was named one of the top 10 mid-major assistants in the country by FoxSports.com, which was voted on by other coaches. The 2009-2010 season marks his eighth season working under Coach Brownwell, he's coached at three NCAA tournaments and played professionally in France, Germany, and Italy. Man, I tell you what, that is a very impressive resume, and we're very fortunate to have Coach on with us today. You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and bring Coach on now welcome him to the program. Coach, you there?
Coach, I really appreciate you having me. I'm here.
Hey, Coach, we're real excited to have you on today. I know you're out in Dayton, Ohio.
I am.
What's your weather like back there?
You know what? It's a beautiful day. You could wear shorts today, believe it or not. So I don't know if me being on your show out there in the West Coast has brought us some good weather.
Well, that's good. I know we've had this on the schedule now for a few weeks, and I've been real excited about this. Tell us a little bit about Wright State, Coach.
Well, first of all, Wright State University is in a suburb of Dayton, Ohio, a beautiful, beautiful suburb. It's a young school. It's only about 45 years old, so it's a very modern-looking campus. And our president, Dr. Hopkins, our provost, Steve Angle, they are tremendous forward thinkers. In a very short period of time, our business school here has been named one of the top 100 business schools in the United States of any four-year college, and that's a big deal when you think about all the business schools there are out there. Our school of education, when you graduate with your teacher certification, our school of education, as you stay and get your master's degree, and now many of the other schools in the state, including The Ohio State University, is following suit. And again, I think it goes to a Dr. Hopkins, a Steve Angle, that they're forward thinkers. They want our students to go out in the real world more prepared than students from other institutions. It's a school of about 18,000 students, both undergrad and grad, and it's a very diverse campus, both ethnically, age-wise, and what I think is good about that, Coach, is when you go out and work in the real world, you might be 24 and you have to learn how to get along with somebody in their mid to late 30s to early 40s to late 40s and somebody with all different kinds of backgrounds, and Wright State prepares you for that because of what a diverse campus it is.
Outstanding. And you're right, Coach, you do. You have to get along with so many different, you know, we call this generation, this whole generational communication is huge right now, because you've got three significant generations playing a part in everything that's taking place. So what you are talking about right now is a great, great situation for the students that graduate from there. Now, Coach, you guys have turned that basketball program around and done some great things. I know you guys are in the Horizon League. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the history of the basketball program there?
Well, it started basically as a Division II program, won a Division II national championship in the early 80s under Ralph Underhill, who did a tremendous job as the coach here for a number of years, Hall of Fame at the school, became Division I, playing obviously the Horizon League here the last 3 years. Where our first year here, Coach, we went to the NCAA tournament, lost to Pittsburgh in the opening round, and the Horizon League was rated the 10th best conference in the country. And when you basically you have your six BCS conferences, you know, for us to be in the top four leagues after the BCS conferences is pretty special. You know, and this year, you know, Butler's in our league, and they've done a terrific job. They're rated 10th in the country to start the season. Last year, we had two teams go to the NCAA tournament in Butler and Cleveland State, and a third team go to the NIT. So we've had multiple teams participate in the NCAA tournament. 8 of the last 11 years, we've gotten more than one bid. At Wright State, since Coach Brunell's taken over, we've had the best 3 years in the school's history, winning the league, finishing second, finishing third, and winning 20-plus games in all three of those seasons. So we feel like we have it going in the right direction. But I think the thing that we're most proud of is for 8 years with Coach Brunell, we've graduated every one of our players. Our team GPA is a 3.0 currently, and we just recruit quality young people first.
So now you guys, you mentioned the GPA, Coach. Let's talk about that for a second. The GPA is huge, is it not?
Oh, it's critical because now that with your APR, which is something the NCAA under Dr. Brand, who did a tremendous job, God bless him, since his passing, but did a tremendous job, and it really helped with schools that just kind of had an open door. You weren't good enough, they got rid of you. And what it's done is it's really kind of tightened it up. It made sure that programs are looking out for the kids that are their 11th or 12th or 13th man to make sure they're getting it done in the classroom. And, you know, because that's why at the end of the day, that's why the young men are here, to better themselves academically, to better themselves for the real world, to prepare themselves for the real world, and certainly to compete at a very high level.
Right. Now, Coach, when you guys go out to recruit,
mm-hmm.
GPA at the college level, I understand you guys have a very high standard GPA at the college level, and your team has an outstanding GPA there. Now, what is the range you're looking for when you're looking at athletes, and how are you looking at it? I know that you know kids think, you know, well, I've got an A in PE and I've got an A in weightlifting, and how do you factor in the GPA when you're recruiting athletes?
Well, generally.
Hey, Coach,
For all of us.
What we're going to do is let's do this because I hear the music coming on, which means we've got a break coming up. But if you take a minute, think about that, and when we come back, answer that question. We are very fortunate today to be joined by Coach Donlin, Wright State University. This is the Coach's Corner. We'll be back in a few seconds. We just here to let y'all know that PE is in full effect from right
now until the year 2000. Have you ever thought about having your own internet talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417.
Say that again.
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com.
When you become pregnant, there are all kinds of questions out there, and there are almost as many answers. It seems that everyone is an expert before pregnancy, during pregnancy, and after the baby's born. Why not get information in little pieces with experts and parents that will inspire and intrigue you? Pregnancy.org Live, Before, During, and After, hosted by Molly Bauer, General Manager and Publisher of Pregnancy.org, will bring you the expert information you need. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. We are family.
Our past lives hold the key to our present and future lives. The process of uncovering past life memories help us understand ourselves, heal grief, create more meaningful relationships, and evolve and grow spiritually. Let Your Past Will Open Your Future with host Michelle Brock help you discover that key. Included in the discussion will be reincarnation, hypnosis, dreams, meditation, and symbolism. Tune in to Your Past Will Open Your Future, live every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on Seventh Wave Network.
Technology is changing the way we live our lives and how we do business. On CIO Talk Radio, we talk about the benefits of technology and the great things it allows us to do, as well as its risks. Heard every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, Sunjoy Gall interviews business leaders and other experts that are shaping the way we use technology. To learn more about the show, visit www.ciotalkradio.com. Keep up with the changing world of technology and listen to CIO Talk Radio with Sunjoy Gall. Listen in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, right here on Voice America Business.
Listen for the American Advisor with Joe Battaglia twice every week. This is a live call-in talk show where Joe discusses the economic and political events that affect your investments. Joe's macro market calls have helped thousands of investors pave their way to a more secure financial future. As a bonus, everyone who calls into the program will receive a 1964 Silver Kennedy half-dollar coin that's been graded uncirculated. The American Advisor is heard every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel, and every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel.
News. Opinion.
Can you hear me? Hear me?
Your
hear
voice
me,
counts.
Me,
call toll free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, and we're back in. I am the coach, Scott Lovely, and we are joined today by Coach Bill Donlan, the associate head coach at Wright State University, and he's helping us peel back the layers of recruiting and understand what's going on as far as recruiting is concerned. So pull out your pens and paper and take some notes. Coach, when we left, we were getting ready to get into the whole conversation about GPA, and I asked, you know, when you guys are out recruiting, what is it you look for with the athletes as far as GPA and classes and schedules and everything? What do you guys look for?
Well, specifically the NCAA Division I schools, you know, we look at your core classes. You know, you have to have four English, I think three science and four math, and a lot of the other things, like you alluded to physical education, that doesn't count. It doesn't count towards your GPA. So, for example, let's say you've taken 3 years of physical education and got A's, and that's helped your overall GPA at your high school. That doesn't help you become NCAA eligible because it's not a class that counts. It's not a core class. And so what I tell all young people out there is, especially if your state allows it, let's say your freshman year you got off to a tough start and you got a C in English or a D in English, freshman English. And now you're just finished your sophomore year. Well, you would do your do yourself a big favor if you retook that English and maybe got yourself a B or an A to improve your core. You know, or for some of your electives, a sociology, a psychology, maybe you took one as a freshman and you didn't do so hot in one of those. Well, find another elective that counts as a core and take that to replace that low score, that low grade. To help your core so that you don't put so much pressure on yourself with your test grade, if that makes sense, Coach Lovely.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the requirements to get into college pretty much are the same across the board because the NCAA has these core courses. Now, if you are a parent and you need to know this information, you can find this on NCAA.org. Is that not right, Coach?
That's correct.
All that information is located on that webpage, and it will help you start working with your student's schedule from his freshman year or her freshman year all the way through their senior year.
Now, specifically to us, in terms of our recruiting, one of Coach Brunell's philosophies has always been, and it's a great point, I think, Coach Lovely, is we will look at a young man's transcript, and we would look at where his GPA is at. And then we would look at his test score. And let's say he has a very high test score, but not a very not a GPA that is that high, that really goes with his test score. You know, that might be a sign, not always, not necessarily always, but it might be a sign that that young man might be a little lazy, because his test score shows, wow, he scored very high in his SAT or ACT, but his GPA doesn't reflect that.
Now, see, I love that you pointed that out, Coach. I love that, because you know what? When you guys have your season going on, these guys who are playing for you have to stay up on those grades, which means they have to work.
Correct.
Even when you're traveling, and you guys have some travel days that you guys are moving around the country to play. As a matter of fact, November 13th, this Friday, you guys are in Seattle for 4 days, aren't you?
Yeah, we're opening with the University of Washington, who's, you know, a terrific team. They're top 20 team in the country. And then the next night, we play Portland State, who I believe was an NCAA tournament team last year and is very, very good, bring a lot of great players back. And then the third night, we play Belmont, who 2 years ago had Duke on the ropes in the opening round of the NCAA tournament 2 years ago. And Coach Bird at Belmont is a terrific coach, and they do a great job. So it's a fantastic tournament, and we're excited. And there's no question that the kids have got to be able to prioritize when they're in their season. You know, when they're finished practice, they got to get home and make sure they eat to re-energize themselves, and then get right on hitting the books.
So now let me ask you a question. Since you guys are going up to Seattle this Friday, and all the guys have they've got homework over the weekend. The universities, there's always homework. What do you guys do? Do you have a mandatory study table? How do you make sure that your athletes are staying at that high GPA level in season?
We will definitely have mandatory study hall. And, in fact, the United States on the quarter system, this fall quarter of ours is getting ready to end. When our players get back, Coach Lovely, they're in finals.
Oh, wow.
We return from Seattle, and the following week we're in finals. And our guys, we will definitely have daily study halls. One of the things that we've done both at North Carolina Wilmington and Wright State University over the last 8 years is we've had note takers take notes for our guys where they're gone. We've video or tape recorded classes that our players have missed. You know, Coach Brunell does not leave any stone unturned when it comes to making sure our guys can achieve their best in the classroom. And certainly on the road, we're monitoring their academic success. We have an athletic academic liaison, Megan Watson, who does a fantastic job with our team. And her office is right next to the men's basketball locker room at our practice facility, our $7 million practice facility that our players have. And, you know, they have tutors there. In fact, our guys are in tutoring right now at 7:30. So we take academics very seriously. When they're on the road this weekend in Seattle, you know, you can definitely bet good money that we will be studying.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Coach.
And the only thing I'd say in terms of the other thing, we look at it the other way too. Maybe you're a guy that hasn't tested so well. Maybe you're not a great test taker, but your GPA is very high. Well, that would be a reflection probably that you're a great worker. And that's something we look at. So it does go both ways. And then we also look at, you know, well, maybe your GPA isn't so great because your freshman and sophomore year of high school, you know, you struggled with just acclimated with going from junior high and eighth grade into high school, but your junior and senior year, you've done very well. You know, and those are all things we kind of take into account when reviewing a young prospective student athlete's academic situation.
So we know that academics are key at Wright State. We know that that's a big push. We know that you're looking at test scores. You're looking at the core classes. You want to make sure these guys can handle the workload. So high school athletes, if you're listening to this, pay close attention, because you know what? I can guarantee you football coaches are saying the exact same thing. And you guys need to take care of your academics first. So when mom and dad tell you get in there and study, they're not just being hard on you. They're telling you so that you can be prepared for any opportunity that arises later on down the road. I know that right now you may not be getting recruited, but if Coach Donlin finds you all of a sudden, and we're going to talk about that in a few minutes, but if all of a sudden you're located and a coach says, wow, you know what, this kid does have the talent to play, and he says, hey, let's take a look at your academics, and they're weak, there's nothing the coaches can do for you. Coach, what do you do when an athlete shows up on your radar that maybe doesn't have the academics to get in? Well, how do you deal with that?
Well, you know, if he definitely cannot qualify NCAA and get into our institution, into Wright State University, but I believe he's a good young man, and he's of the right values. He's just had a tough go of it. We'll certainly do everything in our power to help him get to a junior college. You know, because now with the NCAA rule changes with prep schools, you can only go to prep school and improve one core class. So if you're a high school student and only improving one core class isn't going to get you eligible, the only option for you really is to go to a junior college. And there are terrific junior colleges all over the place. There's out there out west in Arizona, you know, all across the country, there's some tremendous, tremendous junior colleges. And we will try to help that young man. Now he's going to have to go there for 2 years and get his associate's degree and qualify through the junior college requirements for Division I. But that's one of the ways we'll try to help guys, Coach Lovely, if they definitely just cannot get into a Division I institution right away out of high school.
Okay. So, Coach, what about test scores? Let's talk about the test scores. I know that there's two different tests that students can take. You can take the SAT or you can take the ACT. Now, is there a difference between the tests? I mean, parents probably are wondering, you know, well, I hear the SAT, that's what we took when we were in school. And then you have other people saying, well, the ACT is easier. And, you know, should they take both tests?
I'm a fan of taking both, Coach Lovely. But I would say this. I grew up in Illinois, and a lot of Illinois is ACT. And here's why I think if I am a parent, and when my daughter gets older, I would probably have her take the ACT because the SAT is basically math and English, okay?
Okay.
The ACT has math, comprehension, science. So it is more of a test of your overall knowledge. And maybe, you know, I think it's a lot of pressure on a young person to just take the SAT where it's basically math and English. I think the ACT gives you a better chance to kind of show all of your talents. And with the NCAA, they're very fair with both tests. Okay, let's say I take it for the first time in as a junior, and we'll just take the SAT because it's easy. I score very well on the math and not so well on the English. And so I take it again a few months later, and I really just focus. My math score is really good, and then I just focus on English. Because with NCAA requirements, they will take your best math score combined with your best English score. So the first time I take the SAT, I do really well in math, not so well in English. The second time I take it, I focus on English and do really well on English. Well, it's going to combine that second time I took the English, I took the SAT and I got that really good English score. And then the first time I did really well on the math, it's going to take my best combination.
Coach, let's wrap that up because we do have the music queuing us up for a commercial here. So we're going to be right back after these messages. After these messages, you're listening to The Coach's Corner. I'm the coach, Scott Lovell.
There's a man with a gun over.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
We all share similar desires, to be loved, to be happy, and to feel well. Your Inner Journey is here to support you, inspire you, and expand your knowledge of you. Tune in for new insights, meet our guests, get the inspiration you need to create the life you really want. Your Inner Journey with Penny Calcina is about her inner journey and your inner journey and the things that connect us all. Tune in every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time for Your Inner Journey on Seventh Wave Network.
The latest business information is made simple with the Voice America Business Network. The professionals in the business world bring you live talk radio shows featuring an array of business topics, strategies for building wealth, sales and marketing, stock trading, investing, and business technology. Voice America business hosts are professionals in their fields and bring to the airwaves weekly business discussions that offer up-to-date information, advice, and education. The Voice America Business Network. The bottom line in business talk.
Do you know that over 70% of Americans with severe disabilities are unemployed? Are you one of the 2.5 million Americans with epilepsy? If you are, or know someone struggling with these issues, tune in to Disability Matters with Joyce Bender. On the show, Joyce will discuss these issues as well as others. She will have on nationally known guests that will offer helpful insight on disability matters and let you, the listener, call in with your questions and concerns. So if you struggle with a disability or know someone who does, listen to Disability Matters with Joyce Bender. Heard every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time here on VoiceAmerica.com.
Self-leadership is more important than corporate leadership. In the hustle and bustle world we live in, we need to be reminded that in all failures and successes, we are the common denominators. Each week, let Daniel Gutierrez help bring you the tools you need to manage self-leadership, resulting in self-success. Make your mark in your industry. Make sure you listen to Right Here, Right Now, every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back to the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach, Scott Lovely, and we are on with Coach Bill Donlin from Wright State University. He's the associate head coach, and he's actually helping us understand the process of recruiting. And during this segment, what I want to do, Coach, is I want to get into the process of recruiting itself. You know, how do you find athletes? And then once you identify an athlete, what steps do you take in contacting those athletes, and how does that translate into actually signing a letter of intent and going to your school?
Well, you know, one of the ways we find out about players is certainly just being in the profession through word of mouth, through high school coaches that we may know and have relationships with that we trust. And that doesn't mean just their players. You know, certainly they go out and scout. I think high school coaches are your greatest resources because they're out scouting their states, their areas, preparing for their future opponents, and they call and give you tips on maybe sophomores and juniors that they think are going to get better. And then another way is certainly through the scouting services, and there are some tremendous, tremendous people, both character-wise and what they and how good they are at what they do. Dave Tellep, from Scout.com, a Van Coleman based out of Iowa, Clark Francis, a Tom Konchowski out of New York, which is with his HSBI report. And there are several others who do a tremendous, tremendous job. And we use those guys as resources.
So, okay, so now after mentioning those guys, you know, I mean, of course, because those guys have become so successful, there's all these different scouting services popping up all over the place. You know, charging parents, you know, $1,000, $1,500 to put together a profile and send them to your offices and have you sort through them that way. And do you guys use a lot of that, or is that not something that you guys use as a resource?
There's we probably don't use it as much, to be honest with you, Coach Lovely. We really don't. I think I could speak for most of the guys in our profession. When we get a kind of a generic email, from somebody through one of those kind of scouting services that you're speaking of, we probably kind of look it over. If I were a parent of a prospective student athlete, you know, I would send tape right away, because the one thing we do look at is the film. It doesn't matter where we get it from, who you are, if we've heard of you or not. If you take the time to send us film, we will take the time to watch it. I can speak for Wright State, and I know a lot of other very, very good coaches that take pride in what they do. They do the same thing. Just shooting us an email, and the parents, I would research those services. You know, what are their backgrounds? What are their histories with the game? I do know one guy, and he has no idea I'm on this show, but you know who does a good job is Bob Gottlieb out of Branch West. He does really do a terrific job. He's had several players in our league, and he's based out of California. He does a very good job helping players. And the reason why is, obviously, if you recognize his name, his son Doug is on ESPN and was a very good player at Oklahoma State. But Bob was also a coach. So he has a lot of coaching friends in the profession that respect and value his opinion. So as a parent looking into a service for their son or daughter, they certainly have to do their due diligence, their research on the people running the service.
Okay. So now I know that club sports are huge. I mean, that's been a continuing to grow a phenomenon that's taken over a lot of the summer sports. And how many of the events and how critical is it that a kid perform well during the summer at these summer events, and does that eliminate them from your recruiting process if you see them and just they haven't performed well during those events?
It definitely it hinders your recruiting with July being as important as it is right now if you don't perform well in July. And I think there are factors that parents don't look at closely enough to why they may not be performing well. Number one, are you playing on a team where there's 9 or 10 really, really good players and your son or daughter is being shuffled in and out and can never get a rhythm? Or are you playing on a team with 9 or 10 really good players and their role from high school to AAU is completely different? I always tell parents and prospective recruits that go play on a team where your role is going to be similar to what you think you can show. Don't go play on a team where you're going to be the eighth or ninth man, because if you think you're a Division I player, it's going to be hard for us to figure that out, to see that if you're the eighth or ninth man. You know, don't necessarily get on the biggest name AAU team or club team. Sometimes the biggest name is not the best name for you to play on. And I tell that to parents all the time. But if they don't have a good summer, July, it does make it hard. Not impossible, because certainly we recruit through the year, but it does make it hard to maybe get recruited at the level that that particular player wants to get recruited at.
Okay, so let's say that you've identified my kid as a kid who could play in July. You've gone to events, you know, you've heard about him, you've seen some tape on him. So now that he's on your radar, What's the first step that you take as a coach in contacting the athletes, or how do we know that my son's being recruited?
Well, the first steps, I'm going to call the high school coach first. Okay, I'm going to call the high school coach first and have a conversation with him. And my first questions are going to be about how is the young man doing in school? How is the young man's work ethic? How is the young man's coachability? Is he coachable? Does he listen? Does he try to make the correction when you correct him? And then I'm going to ask him another thing I don't think as coaches we talk about enough is, are you competitive? You know, I listened to your opening, and one of the things that a coaching buddy of yours said, you can't coach size, and he's right. You get a, you know, 6'11", you can't coach 6'11". I mean, you can't go and make somebody 6'11". And I also think there are some guys that have it competitively. You know, their competitive motor is at a much higher level than most others. I don't think you can coach that either. You can help kids get tougher and a little more competitive, but there are some guys who are born with that kind of that natural motor that's hard to find. And that's something else we ask about. Before we get into, well, how well do you think he shoots it, dribbles it, passes it, and all those other things, we're asking about, again, how is he as a person? How is he as a student? What's his work ethic like? Is he coachable? You know, we're asking all of those things first. So, and then from there, we're going to continue to follow him. We're going to call the family, and we're going to find out, hey, you know, if you're of distance, you know, if you're out in Arizona or California and we're recruiting you from Ohio, is that a, are we too far away? Is distance a major factor for you? Those kinds of things. And we're just going to try to narrow it down recruiting-wise that way and try to get a pulse on what we think their interest level would be in our situation.
Okay, so now, Coach, do you – so the first thing you might do is call the coach, and then you talk to the coach. Coach tells you, you know, some of the things you want to hear. You know, one of the things I know I'll hit on is the kid, you know, he is very intelligent. He understands the game. He sees things happening before they happen. Size, grades, you know, his leadership abilities on campus, the things that he does, the organizations that he was a part of in school and outside of school. So I'll talk about that kind of stuff with you. Now, the next thing, do you send him letters or do you call right away? Well, I mean, how do you...
If you're really interested, you're calling and you're emailing consistently. And you're certainly writing letters, but let me explain to the parents. Most typed letters are generic, and if you're getting a typed letter from a school, it's probably generic, and that same letter is going out to several other hundred prospective student-athletes. If you're getting a handwritten note, that's meaningful. If a coach is taking the time to handwrite a note, or if maybe a head coach, a lot of times the head coaches have their personal assistants type a letter, but you can tell there's some personalized things in the letter that makes it kind of exclusive to that recruit. But if you're really being recruited, you're calling within the rules. You're emailing on a consistent basis. You're speaking with the high school coach on a weekly, if not twice a week, basis. And, you know, you'll certainly know you're being recruited. And I always tell parents this. I tell players this all the time. You're not being recruited until that school has offered you a scholarship. You're being evaluated. Until the school offers you a scholarship, you're just being evaluated. You're being recruited when a scholarship is offered. I'm a big believer in that because at the end of the day, if they haven't offered you a scholarship, they're really not recruiting you. They're still evaluating you to see if you're the fit that they want, if that makes sense, Coach Lovely.
It definitely does, and I'm glad you pointed that out because that is very, very critical. People think that the letters that they're getting, the form letters, you know, those are all recruiting tools. They're really not. Those are just, you know, and like you said, hundreds of athletes are getting them, you know, and people hang their hat on the fact that, oh, well, you know, he's got 8 or 9 letters. Okay, well, the coach hasn't called me or the coach hasn't called you, has he? No, well, then, you know, you need to keep taking care of some things that you need to take care of. So let's say we have a kid that's sitting in a situation where he's a senior and his junior year he was injured. He's got the skills and abilities to play at the next level, and not a lot of schools know about him. What do you do with a kid like that, Coach?
Well, you got to be very, very proactive. As a parent, you know, I would email, but I would send film out. I would talk to my son or daughter and say, hey, give me 15 or 20 schools that you really would like to play at. And then as a parent, I would say this, and I am a parent, and when my daughter gets older, you know, I think we all kind of look at our kids with some rose-colored glasses. You have to have a decent handle on how good they really are. You know, where can they really play? You know, you don't want to outkick your coverage that way. I think a lot of parents can do that, and that's only natural. Again, I'm a parent, and I will probably be doing the same thing. But you don't want to
hear music here. So we're going to have to take
music?
A break.
Okay,
we'll be back. You are listening to The Coach's Corner with Coach Scott Lovely and Coach Bill Donlan. We'll be back in a few.
Have you ever thought about having your own internet talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417.
Say that again.
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com.
Each week, take a visit inside the locker room of your favorite sport with Dez Clark, Paul Fresh Clark, and Lester Scudder Davis as they bring you sportsmanlike conduct. As a current player, Des Clark can bring you inside the sports world like nobody can. His co-hosts represent the fans of the sports world. With both points of view on the table, it becomes an engaging and entertaining program, to say the least. Sportsmanlike Conduct can be heard Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Join G. Cobb in the house every week on the Voice America Sports Channel. This show takes you inside the world of sports from one who knows. Gary Cobb is an 11-year NFL veteran who has almost 20 years in sports radio and television. From the locker room to the clubhouse, we'll talk on the inside with the newsmakers on the sports scene. It's always exciting and full of energy. G. Cobb in the house with Gary Cobb and co-host Micah Warren is broadcast live every Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market? If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams, Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you. Every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
News. Opinion.
Can you hear me? Hear me?
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back. Now, you know, we've got a ton of information we want to give you, but, you know, it's an hour show, so we're giving you all we can as quickly as we can. And right before the break, we went away and I asked you if you had an athlete who's a senior, who's a good athlete, has the ability to play at the next level, but during his junior season was hurt, so it kind of hindered his recruiting. What can we do to make sure that kid still is in the funnel for recruiting and has opportunity to play at the next level? And you were speaking right before the music came on for the break, so I'm going to let you pick that up, Coach.
Well, I was talking about is you have to be very proactive as a parent with the recruiting. You have to be very, very, very proactive. And what I would tell parents out there, number one, don't look at your son or daughter through rose-colored glasses. And again, I'm a father, and as my daughter gets older, I hope I don't. But you have to be in the ballpark on what level your son or daughter can play. Because my next point is, whatever level that is, sit down with your son and daughter and say, okay, where would you like to play? What schools interest you? Location, styles of play, and then send film out to those schools. Pick 15 or 20 schools and send film out to those places and stay after those assistant coaches through email. Hey, Coach Donlin, did you get a chance to watch my son play? What did you think? And, you know, I can tell you that the 99% of us are going to be very, very honest. I may call and say, you know what, I think your son's a Division II player. Or I think your son's a small college player. Or I may say your son is good enough for our level. you know, whatever it may be, we're going to be honest, and that's also going to give you an idea of, as a parent, the level your son or daughter can play at. But I do think you have to be proactive, and you got to stay. You have to work. You have to work with your high school and club or AAU coaches.
See, I'm glad you bring that point up, Coach, because that's one of the things that I try and emphasize in my programs. Make sure that you guys understand what level you can compete at. And I'll tell a kid, look, you're not a Division I athlete. You're a D2, you're a D3, maybe an NAIA level athlete. I will break it down for my players because more and more kids have D1 on the brain. They see, you know, they see you guys on TV on Saturdays and Sundays, and that's where they want to go, and that's the only place they're going to go.
Right.
So, no question. That's a good point, Coach.
And I think, you know, there's a great line. You know, parents and friends are going to tell you what you want to hear a lot of times, especially when it comes to extracurricular activities. Coaches, our jobs are to tell you the truth in terms of how good you are as a player, where we think you can play. And that doesn't mean we get it right every time, Coach Lovely. You know that. We certainly get it wrong. But I do think, you know, we get it right a lot more than we get it wrong. And, you know, I'm the son of a coach and have grown up with it. My father helped assemble a Final Four team in the mid-'80s at Providence College when he recruited Billy Donovan and Delray Brooks and that group that went to the Final Four in 1987. So I've grown up with it and have a pretty good understanding.
Well, Coach, I know you guys have – I was just looking at your schedule. And actually, before we go there, do you have any other major points that you want to make sure our parents or the athletes listening understand about the recruiting process?
Just how quickly it can change. And I mean that in either direction. You know, you can be a player that is very under the radar and go to an event and play very well, and then all of a sudden – getting bombarded with phone calls, letters, emails, and you have to try to keep your son or daughter grounded. Because what 16 or 17-year-old, when all of a sudden are getting all of this attention, wouldn't love that and maybe lose some focus and forget the priorities? And I think that that's a good reminder. And then the other way is sometimes you're being recruited and you go to a few events and you don't play so well, you don't perform so well, how quickly those schools that were recruiting you very, very, very hard kind of lose that their love for you, so to speak.
Yeah, well, you couldn't put it any better, Coach. You couldn't put it any better. So now let's talk about Wright State a little bit, because I was looking at your schedule, and you guys have an amazing schedule. I think you guys are going to have a great year this year. And looking at some of the stuff that you guys have coming up, I know you're going to be in Seattle playing in that tournament. Why don't you tell us, that's the Athletes in Action Basketball Classic, isn't it?
Correct. And we're thrilled to play. Like last year, we went to Puerto Rico and played in a very good tournament and won that, beating South Florida and Murray State and Oral Roberts. You know, Murray State consistently competing for the NCAA tournament bid in their league in the Ohio Valley, and then Oral Roberts consistently trying to winning their league, and then certainly South Florida of the Big East. So we were fortunate to go there. We do try to go different places, get our guys experienced with going all around the country. And this year we're fortunate to go to Seattle, a terrific city, and play Washington, a top 15 program to open the year. I think it's on television out on the West Coast. And then, like I said, Portland State and Belmont are two very good programs as well that we'll play. And then we play Mississippi State on national television on ESPN2 in December. And then our non-league, we play some of the best mid-major programs in the area, Miami of Ohio, that is consistently a top 80 RPI school in the country. We're going to play Arkansas Little Rock out of the Sun Belt that finished second to Western Kentucky last year and almost went to the NCAA tournament. And then we're in Bracket Busters. And then our league does a phenomenal job, Coach Lovely, of promoting itself. We have 30 games on one of the ESPN networks for our league alone this year, 30-plus.
I was looking at that, and you know what, Coach, I am excited about watching the Horizon League now. After getting to know Coach McKay and getting to know you, I'm very excited about following your region. I really am. Coach, you guys have, you even have Northeastern on your schedule on the 28th.
That's right. Northeastern out of the Colonial Athletic Association, a very good program, picked to finish in the top three in that league. And that's a bracket buster return game. We play them on the Saturday after Thanksgiving there in Boston. So we play some very good people. We're going to play people that are going to be contending for that that 65, one of those 65 bursts. And we need to, because our league is so good. Our league is so good. You know, we had a top, you know, Butler was very good last year. They won the league in the regular season, but they only won it by a game. You know, it's our league is very, very close, and like I said earlier, we have usually we get two teams in the NCAA tournament, and for a non-BCS conference, well, that says a lot about
today,
our league.
And I want to thank you for being on. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me, Coach Lovely. It was my pleasure.
Show, next Monday, we're going to be talking about the national letter of intent and the signing date and what's going on, because next week is the day when guys are starting to look at their initial signing period for basketball. Wow. Got a lot of information. Hopefully you were taking notes. If not, you can listen online again. Thanks for listening to the Coach's Corner. And thanks to Coach Donlin and thanks to Wright State. I am the Coach Scott Lovely. Don't forget, leave it better than you found it.
Behind the game, behind the game. I got game, she got game, we got game, they got game.
The game's over for another week, but come on back next Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, for another discussion about high school sports and more on the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.